cattle futures softened Thursday. U.S. beef export value is projected higher again next year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 30th of November. Other than early live sales in the Western Corn Belt Wednesday, which were $1 to $2 higher than last week at $114 to $116 a hundredweight, negotiated cash-fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Thursday afternoon. Cattle futures dipped on the day, but recovered some from the strongest early pressure. Other than, arguably, more interest flowing to lean hogs, there seemed no apparent fundamental reason for the decline. Given the current support of fed cattle prices, it was one of those sessions that left you wondering exactly what components comprise electronic trading algorithms and, perhaps more important, how far ahead they're looking. After 17 cents lower in spot Dees and 27 cents lower in near Feb, live cattle futures closed an average of 97 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.46 lower. Wholesale beef values were weak on choice and steady on select, with light to moderate demand in offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 67 cents lower Thursday afternoon at $212.61 a hundredweight. Select was 3 cents higher at $198.53. Calves and feeder cattle trended mostly steady to higher at the weekly Thursday sales monitored by Cattle Current. Given last week's holiday, these comparisons are to 2 weeks earlier. Steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota and steady to $3 higher at heavier weights. Heifer calves traded steady to $5 higher. Steady to higher undertones were noted for yearling steers, while yearling heifers sold steady to $2 lower on limited comparable sales. There were 5,890 head on offer. Through mid-session, steers weighing 800 to 8.5 were trading steady to $4 lower at Pratt Livestock Auction in Kansas. Feeder heifers weighing 7.5 to 800 pounds were selling $4 to $6 higher, but $3 to $5 lower at 950 to 1,000 pounds. Steer calves weighing 400 to 450 sold with instances of $8 higher, while heifer calves weighing 500 to 5.5 were selling steady to $3 higher. There were an estimated 4,500 head on offer. Finally, steer calves weighing 500 to 550 sold $3 to $6 higher at Mobridge Livestock Exchange in South Dakota, where there are 2,408 head. Steers weighing 551 to 700 pounds sold mostly steady, with instances of $7 higher at 551 to 600 pounds and instances of $3 higher at 600 to 650 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 5.5 to 6.5 sold $2 to $4 higher. Cash bids were mixed for grains and soybeans Thursday. According to analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary, USDA reported corn export sales last week of 49.9 million bushels and shipments of 41.5 million bushels put total shipments for 2018-19 up 81% compared to a year ago, and total export commitments up 16%. They add that last week's wheat export sales and shipments totaled 13.9 million bushels and 9.2 million bushels respectively, putting wheat shipments down 18% from a year ago. Wheat bids were a penny lower to 1.5 cents higher. Soybean bids were 1.25 to 8.25 cents lower. Sorghum bids were 0.5 cent lower. Corn bids were 3.25 cents lower to 1.75 cents higher, while corn futures closed unchanged to fractionally mixed. Major U.S. financial indices trickled lower Thursday as investors digested the interest rate news and trade hopes that boosted markets the previous day. Battered nearby crude oil futures bounced about a dollar higher. That's for West Texas Intermediate on the CME. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 27 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 6 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 18 points. The 2018 Farm Bill is apparently nearing completion. according to a statement from Senate and House Agriculture Chairman and ranking members. An agreement has been reached in principle, but they still have more work to do, including finalization of legal and report language, as well as abacus bending by the Congressional Budget Office. Judging by projections in the latest outlook for U.S. agricultural trade, beef exports will continue to lead the way next year. Beef exports for fiscal year 2019 were projected $500 million higher than in the August forecast at $7.6 billion. That would be about $278 million more than this year. According to analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service, the increase is driven mostly by higher unit values. Overall, the projection for total livestock, dairy, and poultry exports are forecast $200 million less than the August projection at $30.1 billion, pressured by weaker demand for dairy, poultry and poultry products, hides and skins, as well as rendered products. For context, according to ERS analysts, per capita world GDP growth is expected to be robust at 2.1% this year and to remain healthy at 2.0% next year, led by a thriving U.S. economy. They explain per capita GDP growth in the U.S. of 2.2% this year is expected to be sustained next year, although income growth is expected to slow due to the diminishing effects of fiscal stimulus, rising inflation, and slower economic growth outside of the United States. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 30th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.